very horrid prospect.
No, it's a wonderful prospect, because you ones can change it. And if it were not that way, you wouldn't have any challenge at all, would you?
Me too.
So you can spend the next 1,000 years after you accomplish it sitting and enjoying it. That's reaping the real harvest. And you make your evolution and your transition back to the Father when you're ready. That's your choice, and that's your reward. You don't have to go old and decrepit and follow the rules of the doctor when he tells you you're old now, so die. You don't have to die. You are timeless. Even your bodies are timeless. But you've decided that it needs to be this way. No. When you've decided it has to be this way, you've limited God. And God has no limits. You cannot enclose God. And when you realize you bear that fragment, that mirror, you'll realize you don't have to put up with any of this nonsense. You give man something better to watch, man will watch it. And then he may get up off his ass and go to work with you. Because your way is going to look a heck of a lot better than his. And you're going to have beauty. You picture that dome complex. And that's only one. And from that, you'll need parking structures. You'll need other buildings. And that will look like one incredible silver-white snowflake. All intertwined with beautiful gardens and roadways. And when there is no water, it will be naturally landscaped, and you will terra block terraces, and it will be glorious. It must be. There has to be a beacon. And as this area rises and is pushed forward and upward, part of this crystal will come to the surface. And when you talk magnificence, brothers, you have seen nothing in your entire imagination to match it. Midnight blue, shot with starburst of golden streamers. And you know the truth of it, because I feel the goose pimples. For you've seen it all. And that's why you'll hold on a little longer. Until it's right. And that's why Carl Bryant, Little Crow, was given the vision, and he knows. But meanwhile, you're faced with living in this world. You're stuck, trapped, living in this world. Caring for the ones around you. And all the burden will be great. We'll have to really work hand in hand to buffer you against the emotional impact. As the cities go, for they will. It's destined. But by then you will understand the transition and the need for it. And you will be able to release it and go on and do your work. And Carl Bryant is suffering because he wants to save his people. And he's had to face what all the rest of you have had to face. Most of them want to be saved, and yet they don't want a mother. And I don't want to leave you down in your mood. It's too glorious what we have gone to be depressing. Just recognize it and release it, and know it will come to be as perfection. I hope that was inspiring.
Indeed it was.
Very. You touch my heart.
And I thank you.
I love you dearly. I love you dearly. I ache to be with you. And I appreciate that you would share your hands with me. I don't like to be a disciplinarian during the training and loving and learning period. I don't like to be the mother bird that kicks the fledgling from the nest and says, all right, fly. I want to hold on to. But we're ready to fly. The bird tribe is ready to fly. I am so proud of you, Mont. There is no love in the world that can compare to what I did for you.